Welcome back to the Crooked Spine Show. Today's talk is with Jeremy and Jessica of Power of One Martial Arts Studio of Upland. And I did this initial interview, video interview, back in August 2020. I'm pulling the audio out for the podcast in November 2020, but things have not changed much. We're still in these COVID times, still having to be very careful, and we're even closing things out even more right now as they've actually grown their overall studio in these times, and we'll talk about how and why. In this highlights of the talk, we talk about their past problems they've had and how it's helped them presently get through these overall problems they're having now with the pandemic and helping people stay safe. Also, how they've gone virtually and also how they've gone outside with their studio, transitioned very well because they've done this before in the past. They're very social media oriented to help them transition very quickly. Also, to the secrets of success, their secret of success, and how that is that important to them and how they've actually helped them progress and help more people. Also, to their ability to act and actually work and apply different concepts in working with athletes, helping cross train if they play soccer, baseball, how martial arts can help them, along with helping kids learn discipline and learn confidence, and understanding parents' feedback, very important to help their overall studio grow and help more and more people, genuinely helping the overall community get better and stay healthy, not only physically, but also mentally too, which is, I think, is more important right now. All right, so thank you, Jeremy and Jessica. Hope you enjoyed this interview and hope everyone else who listens to it. Again, the highlights are in the actual post, along with links to Jeremy and Jessica's studio, along with previous podcasts too. If not, go write this show and I'll wrap it up afterwards. Hey, we're here live again. I'm here. This is Dr. Tony. I'm the host of Crooked Spine Show. This is Jeremy and Jessica. They're here to talk about their studio, Power of One Martial Arts in Upland. I want to hear, now this is July of 2020, we're still in these COVID times and we have no idea when it's going to end. How have they have adapted? How have their studio, their business, their clientele, their kids and adults adapted to this new environment to make their business not only profitable, but also enjoyable for their clientele and help people stay healthy, maybe adults or kids? So take it over and introduce yourself, guys. Introduce yourselves. Go ahead.
Well, my name is Jeremy Castillo. I'm one of the owners here at Power One Martial Arts in Upland. And this is my wife. I'll let her.
My name is Jessica Castillo, and I'm his wife.
We've been running our martial arts school here since 2011. So next year will be 10 years. We started very, very small. These past 2 years, I'll say, we've really grown. Hitting over 150 students and, you know, helping out with the local schools, things like that. So we've been really involved, not just with our business, but in the community as well. So when all of this started to happen, we got to see the impact because of everyone that we work with, you know, from the public schools to private schools to the local rec centers, things like that. So we really got to see an impact it had on the kids and adults as well.
And I think a lot of it is when we talk about your studio and how things have had to kind of go, just shut down. You guys shut down completely for a month, or how long you guys shut down for? How'd that work?
Before they gave out the orders to close down, we actually just made the decision to do it because of the way things were trending. And just at that time, especially, no one knew what was happening. We've always been a very clean gym. Of course, mm-hmm. We just stepped it up even more. But even at that point, me and my wife both agreed, you know, it's the unknown and we don't want to jeopardize our students. And we already had a plan to run classes online with Zoom because of my other businesses that I do. I already was familiar with Zoom. So we had got the ball rolling with that a little bit before we even closed. So as soon as the mandate came in for everyone, we're already launching our new program for online. And I think now what's really great now, since a lot of people are familiar with Zoom, It's a more comfortable thing now. Before, you know, people are like, how am I going to learn virtual karate? But because we have no choice, and when you're forced to, you're going to learn to adapt because we're humans and we need to evolve and get stronger and stay within our schedule. And if we don't, that's how we, get unhealthy and go crazy and we don't get the results we want in life and, you know, we become unhappy.
Well, I did talk with a lady who's a child therapist, family therapist, adult therapist. A lot of it is what stresses people out when they don't have a routine. They don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, what's going to happen next week. They don't know if they're going to be in the house, out of the house, if they're going to have school or not, or go to work. So having a routine, for especially for kids, like you guys deal with a lot, allows people to actually see exactly, okay, how do I de-stress my body? How to get my body to stay healthy, right?
Right, exactly. Which is one of the biggest things, like with any business, is retention, keeping your clients, having your clients continue to stay with you, right? And for us, in the beginning, as we first started, you know, I was 22 when we first started our business. It was just retention to continue to make money, right? That was our mindset. But now, after teaching for so long and seeing it, if we can retain them for as long as possible, not only will the business profit, but they will benefit from the result, from that routine, from that exercise, from that stress relief, from the camaraderie and the positivity they get when they walk in here. So once we went virtual, some of the things that we used to do for the kids, especially like day camp and little two-hour get-togethers, Nerf parties, things like that, of course we couldn't do. So we actually just took our whole in-house activities and made them virtual. So we had times that we put aside for the kids where they all got on Zoom and we just hung out. We ate lunch with Sensei, is what we called it, and we showed them our favorite toys and the kids got to talk and people who, the kids who missed each other were talking, and just that interaction made the kids feel a lot better. The biggest impact age group that we've had has been the 4 to 7 year olds, because like 4 to 5, they're not familiar too much with online and even talking too much. Some kids aren't even using devices yet. There's some families that don't let their kids use them, a little bit older. So we've actually had students who couldn't even train because they just weren't used. They wanted to be here, so they were crying, "I want to be at the studio." So some of those students, we took a little extra time and like we would go to the front of their house and teach them from a safe distance as far as possible, because at that age, there's a lot going on, and just having some release from exercise and running and excitement and adrenaline pumping. Not only did they go back and take a nap, which the parent was excited about, but it felt good. You know, they felt good. And especially with your training, you want to always progress. You never want to fall back. So when you're in school, you don't want to go from the 4th grade to the 3rd grade. So when you stop training, you're not progressing. So we just did so many different things that we're working with the kids and adults just to keep them active, keep that schedule, like you were saying. Even now, we opened up morning classes. Since it looks like they're not going back to school anytime soon, we have morning virtual classes for some students, and we've just been able to do outside classes now. So twice a week, we're running classes outside. We bought a bunch of easy-ups, so that way there's some shade, and we have a nice big area in the back where the kids can come and work out. And, you know, kids are loving it. It's been challenging because we were able to open and close and open and close and keeping the schedule, you know, things are changing. But because we communicate with our clients and we show that support, then it's easy, a little easier for them to keep their family going, you know, staying with that schedule. And that's all it comes down to, really, is sticking with the schedule, getting some results, and, you know, being around people in any way, whether it's virtual or live, to be positive and help you keep going.
Well, I think a lot of it, you've able to adapt not only to, okay, I'm going to do it on Zoom, I'm going to do it maybe virtual now on Easy Ups on your site, but also, like you'd mentioned, going to people's houses. Hey, if they can't do that, we'll go over here. So you're not a trainer per se. You're almost part of their life, to where if they need more help, you give them more help. If you need to do something extra for them, you give them something extra for them. You've done that for a long, long time, Jeremy and Jessica. You've done a good job building that relationship genuinely because you really care about people, correct?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. It makes it easier when you care. You know, you don't have to fake it. And you know, when we first started, my wife would always have to tell me, like, we can't do all that. We can't give all that money because we weren't there yet. She was like, "You need to stop trying to save the world. You got to save yourself." You
know, one person at a time,
right? So I was like, "Come on!" So now, you know, I'm not Elon Musk or anything like that. But I have connections, and if I can't physically, personally, myself help, then within the community, I know there's other business owners that I could communicate with and get that person or family to the right person to get some help. And I think that's really important right now. Is we understand is you can't just fake the help and be like, if I start helping, I'm going to make money for my business. You have to be a genuine person because people will see through it.
Yeah.
People will always see through it. And which is why I credit our clients so much, even the ones that have later on, maybe, you know, they've trained for 3 or 4 years and, you know, they're on to something else.
Yeah.
We still refer people to us because they know we truly care and we're here for the community. We serve them, you know, even though it's our business, we serve the community. We now have staff and people working for us. So we tell them, "Yeah, we're here to serve you guys. What do you get from us?" And when you position it that way, you're going to have a strong business and you're going to enjoy going to work because your clients are not going to be complaining so much. You're going to have a conversation versus complaints and demand.
Yeah, you're actually doing it the right way. When you do it the right way and want to do it that right way, it becomes so much easier because something you love to do, it's not work anymore. It's not punching the clock anymore. You actually, and again, you took going back again, you took the risk of opening up your own facility, the risk of hiring mentors, the risk of joining, if you want to call it a franchise, to make your business grow so you can be more accessible to people in your area, even beyond that too. You know, I think you've done a good job putting yourself out there, risk financially, time-wise, and even just personal time to make people understand, hey, martial arts is a way to stay healthy, a way to get your kids stay healthy, a way to grow so you can deal with the stress of everyday life. And now being a big stressor, you've helped, I would assume, people get through this a lot easier, correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I think that's one of the main reasons why so many of our clients have been supporting us, and, you know, whatever we need, they'll always ask, you know, they're going to help you with it, easier from this. And, you know, luckily we're blessed to where we're still able to handle business and take care of what we need to take care of. You know, we're playing the right strategy. Not that it's, you know, everything's thriving, yeah, amazing, no, you know, but we're, I know of a lot of studios in America that have completely shut down for good. And there's even been some that I thought they were in a better position than us.
Yeah.
And I realized, wow, like, okay, we're doing something. And I highly credit that to, you know, my wife, and me and my wife working hard, but also we're younger and we know how to use technology to our advantage. But I think the biggest thing for us as business owners that every business owner needs to know is when there's pressure, that's when you perform. You know, that's when you step up, you don't shut down. And that's what martial arts has taught us both. You know, my wife being an amazing fighter that she is you step in that ring and someone punches you, you can't stop. You lose, you know?
Hey, so tap out.
Hey, I'm done. Get me out of here. But when you're as competitive as we are, and we don't stop, we don't quit, and we always think back to when we first opened, we had $0 in the bank, you know? So when you come from that to like, okay, we have something to work with, and we used to have nothing to work with, I think we're going to be okay. Let's help the community. Let's build that up. Let's keep that strong so we could get through this and move forward.
Well, I think a lot of it's not your first rodeo. Like you said, you started from nothing. You built it up. Even if you had to shut down, you could start again from nothing. Yep. You guys don't have lab lives, so you do things not only in the business, but also in your personal lives, your finances, to make things actually work properly and stay that way. Yep. And Jessica, to walk through exactly how you work with females in your studio. How does that work with you guys?
I mean, I think like we said, you know, we're all in the same storm, but we're not all in the same boat as far as different people are going through different things. Whether it's, you know, mom or dad having to work and take care of the kids at home on top of trying to not only get them into their Zoom classes, but their Zoom dance and their Zoom schoolwork and everything else that's on Zoom right now. So, you know, I think for us, the moms that, one, just continue to communicate with us, because I think that's the biggest thing with their children, is that these kids don't see an out. Even though, you know, before they were in school and they were kind of excited about summer, but then they realized nothing's going to be open for summer and we can't do anything for summer and we're still going to be home for summer. So there was no end in sight, you know, for a lot of us. But especially for these kids who don't understand. So I think for us, just being able to get that from our parents and have that communication with them, so that way we can help as far as, you know, in our classes, we're talking to these kids about what they're looking forward to, what they're spending their time on right now, so that way they're not just worried about what's going to happen, you know, in a week, in a month, by the end of the year, because none of us really know right now. But I think just keeping that communication open with our parents and our students, and just I think giving them more ideas on how to stay busy now and how to stay on top of their goals right now. Because a lot of people think that all of a sudden the situation or the terms have changed, so the goal has to change. But you know, even though you might have to take some detours, you still have to get to your goal, and that should be the exciting part, is the challenges that you have to face. Because if it was easy, it wouldn't be a goal. You'd already have it.
So. It's I like that perception, because now it's a challenge, not something that's going to stress you out. The challenge means that, how do I get over this? How do I get myself physically, mentally, and my family healthy enough to handle this and set out a plan, set out a routine, if that's what it is, so you keep yourself. Now that we know, we don't know it's going to be, it's not long going to be April 15th or June 30th or July 31st or August 5th. We just don't know. And I think that gives people, okay, how do I plan now? Like you're talking about, Jessica, how do I plan for a long term so my family can stay healthy and safe, and not deal with this on a basis to where now it stresses us out, not only individually but also communication wise between parents, between kids too. How have you helped? Actually, go ahead, Jess. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, I think especially with kids, they learn a lot by, you can communicate with them, but they're sometimes, especially when I'm talking about the little ones, the verbal vocabulary is not there yet. So sometimes you might be discussing things with them that they have no idea what you're talking about. So yep. For us, keeping these moms and dads strong, keeping them in here being healthy, and them, their kids, seeing that they haven't just stopped because, you know, like I said, the situation has changed. Keeping these parents on their goals is also helping the kids see, not just by talking or the parents saying, you have to keep going to karate because you have to stay on your goals. But then if the parent's not doing that, they lead by example is what it's all about, especially as, you know, being what I've seen. I'm not a parent, but what I've seen from these parents, it's how I deal with my cat. But, if they see that that's what you're doing, then that's how they, lead and follow by example.
Yeah, I think a lot of it you're getting into is you have the experience of being their a child's mentor and being that, if you want to call it, bridge sometimes, because you see people that are young, I want to say even like 4 or 5 years old up to even teenagers for one, too. You've seen them progress where you know how kids should communicate. And you know when sometimes they change, become more sometimes more introverted, so they don't communicate as well to the parents.
Yeah.
And parents may not see that as much because when you see them, I'm assuming you're with them. And I know this, you're with them to understand not only, okay, how they're performing in their martial arts, but also how are they mentally? Where are they today?
Yes. And I mean, we also do summer camps with these kids. So there's certain kids that we're here with for hours on end. So, we definitely communicate a lot with not just the parents, but with these children as well.
Now you get the big picture. You understand exactly what's going on, and going forward, how are you going to now change to an outdoor facility? What's the big picture? What's the short term, long term plan for you guys?
I mean, we're definitely hoping for the best, but planning for the worst.
Yep.
First and foremost for us, it's just like I said, the communication, making sure that our parents know that these are the steps that we're taking to continue to provide the best service possible, and then. For us, I think it's just making sure that we have our setup out here, with not just our setup, but our process in play, to make sure that everything is done just as comfortably as they would do it if they were coming into the studio for us. So I think that's the biggest thing for us. Like you said, now we have employees that we're able to put in play that can just make sure everything's running smoothly. Mm-hmm. So that way they can still have that same experience with us.
Well, and the thing is, you're always thinking of first, how do I make my clients, these kids safe? How exactly. do I make sure they're safe first? And then when they're safe, now how do I adjust the environment around them so it stays safe? Mm-hmm. And now I have programs around here too that we can do outside, adapt to it, and still keep them safe, separated. And so not only does it show that you care about your clients, it also shows that you're caring about the overall community at the same time, correct?
Definitely. I think our biggest challenge is SoCal sun, That's exactly. the hard thing. Everything else, we've got the wipes, we've got the hand sanitizer. It's just this big guy up here is giving us the biggest issues. But other than that, we're doing good.
Well, because your clientele knows you guys, they know you're trying as hard as you can, they're going to be able to deal with some of that on their own. Okay, I'm going to come here with some more extra water. I understand. I may be hotter than I would be inside, but that's okay because I'm here to get my workout in, to get my body healthy for the long run in my kids too, so we all stay healthy if we're at the studio or at home, wherever we're going to be.
Exactly.
Good. And we're talked about virtual classes online. How's that going now, going 4 or 5 months into this COVID?
With virtual classes, I've taught virtually, but I never taught martial arts virtually.
Okay.
In the beginning, we were a little nervous because, you're looking at, we had the laptop, we have a big, 50-inch TV screen with all the screens there. And then you're looking at yourself, and when you're showing them, you're doing the opposite of what you're doing to them. But then when you look at the screen is also opposite. So you're doing something, you're focused on the kids, and then you tell yourself, wait a minute, am I doing the right thing, And so you kind of second guess yourself. And you're like, wait, my right, this my left. But then what we both realized was, wow, we really understand our techniques because we were able to do them. And then the ones we had a hard time with everything, there's a couple of things where we're like, we need to practice. But we were able to realize that and then practice. But then now that we've been teaching, we came up with virtual games we could play online and have a little fun at the end of class. We do little scavenger hunts. We even do drills where I'm putting I'll pick the cat up and they do punches. We do virtual sparring where I'm throwing my techniques. They got to move. So we're really getting creative to where the kids are sweating. They're working out their techniques. Because right now, they're not able to spar or grapple with anyone, of course.
Definitely thinking outside the box. Yeah. Even their uniforms and sweaters and stuff to make, imaginary people so that way they can practice with and have a target and things like that. So I think just like you said, getting creative and thinking outside that box.
I have problems figuring out people's left and right. How do you reverse everything on a screen? Wow. It just shows that you guys, again, go back to, you guys care about your clientele. How do we adapt so they get the workout they need? Mm-hmm. So at that point, they get the health benefit with eating. It's amazing.
And that's for us, right now, if we talk about business aspect of it, right now, our biggest competition is not other karate schools. There's many different types of karate schools, but our competition is not other karate schools. Our main competition is, honestly, soccer, baseball, hockey, all those other sports. Primarily soccer and baseball. Most of our students and the way we structure our program, you could do your martial arts training and still play baseball. We have a lot of our higher ranks who are very top athletes in baseball, soccer, ASO, all that stuff. Sometimes, and when they first start, parents think, oh, it's too much for them. But what happens is the cross training, because karate never ends. I've been doing it for 21 years.
Yeah.
My wife's been doing it for 30 years. So it never ends.
But you look 18, Jessica. How does that work?
Thank you.
How does it work?
Right. But it keeps them, their skills sharp during off season.
Yep.
So right now, there's not a whole lot of sports or virtual training going on. There's some here and there. So a lot of our students, the former students or students who just want to work, get more involved in martial arts because they want to keep that training, that's something we're being able to kind of take advantage of and get people introduced to martial arts, because the ladder drills, the footwork drills, the hand-eye coordination, all the stuff you need in baseball, soccer, and hockey, whatever it is you're playing, you develop in martial arts. Like, I was terrible at sports until I earned a brown belt. I couldn't dribble the ball. I was always picked last. The only thing I was ever good at was dodgeball, because I didn't want to hit the ball. So as I got older and developed my skills in martial arts, then I felt more comfortable playing. I'm still not the best, but I could dribble a basketball through my legs. I could shoot a three once in a while, or get close. But those skills develop through your training. So that's one thing that it's really good right now. A lot of people realize that, wow, martial arts isn't necessarily a sport. It's a way of life and a way to continuously train yourself to just get better every day. That's all it is.
And one thing to just go over it too for me, the physicality, yes. The balance, yes. The coordination, yes. Especially as kids are going from, say early, 7, 8 years old up to teens and up even to early 20s. How does discipline work with martial arts versus a sport?
I mean, they go hand in hand. You know what I mean? If you don't have that discipline in anything you do, whether it's sports, work, whatever it is, you're not going to be able to stay on track and reach those goals. So I think that's why we try to incorporate what that martial arts teaches. And we're constantly reminding these kids, when they're doing certain stances, it's the same stance that you would use in baseball. It's the same stance that you use when you're hitting, when you're punching. It's the same thing as far as turning the hip and all that kind of stuff. So we definitely try to explain to them how if you do put the work in and you do practice this, it's going to help you not just here in martial arts, but it is going to help you everywhere else, and I know as growing up myself, I know it's a saying that my friends have said. But basically what we say is when a lot of people are out there and they hustle, they grind and they do whatever they can to become the best. And then you have people that are naturally talented. If you're talented, but you're not grinding, eventually these people are going to surpass you. And then the talent's only going to take you so far. So we're constantly just trying to remind our kids, if you're not grinding, eventually those people who are going to surpass your talent. So, but if you are talented and you grind, then eventually you can be the best, So that's all we try to incorporate.
And a lot of this too, how does it affect them when they go home? Are parents saying, hey, my kid's different when they come home from doing martial arts and spending time at the studio and making it part of their habit routine? How do parents respond? What's their feedback from their kids?
We get messages almost every day from at least one client saying, like, there's times that when we talk to the kids, we know what they kind of need to hear during whatever's going on with them, especially now and in that age group. So we'll say certain things as far as, like, you know, make sure if you guys are asking for things from the parents, do something to make sure that you're earning it, you know, not just cleaning a room, but help them out, you know. So I think a couple of times, you know, your parents, make sure you got online, make sure you go ask them, is there something I could do to help out? So, as an example, I had one student who's 6 years old, you okay?
Five or six years old.
Yeah. If he's watching this, I'm sorry, but he'll tell me.
I don't know numbers either. Remember the math thing. Got it.
But he immediately asked his mom, and she's like, you could go ahead and sweep. Now, he's younger, so he's a little energetic. So he was sweeping, probably causing more mess than what it was.
Yeah.
But I know the mom was so appreciative because she understood where we were trying to do, and he actually did it. Now it's a matter of showing him how to sweep and those processes. But that's what it is. Another thing we do actually is this little red electrical tape, nothing fancy, right?
Yep.
Electrical tape. We use this on their belt, and every mainly for the kids, but when they come in, this is our leadership strip.
Okay.
So every class. If they're showing leadership skills, and not that they're the best kid with the highest kick, but you know, they're focusing, they're not giving up. You know, the other day we were outside and there was one kid who wasn't complaining about being outside. He wasn't complaining about a water break. He was the youngest too, and he earned this. So what happened is that shows them a little pat on the back. They feel proud. They put it on their belt so they could always see it, right? Yep. It elevates their status where they look cooler now, right?
Yeah.
But then that goes home and they say, Mom, look, this is what I earned. And we always explain why they earn it. Now, of course, we get those kids who, what? Why didn't I get it today? I did everything perfect. But we always explain why this person received it. So then a lot of times at the end, the students will clap and cheer for that person versus most kids getting upset. We always explain why they earned it. And when we explain it in the manner kids understand, they really can't complain about it because they're like, you know what? That's right. He is doing better. And now we've created a culture amongst kids where they're always encouraging each other. Even if they're competing for the same thing, they always support each other and say, you know what, good job. Because I think that's super important, because as those kids get older, they're the future. They're going to be the next
one. What? No way.
That's what we need. We need people who are going to support each other, even if they're both going for the same thing, but at least they know, hey, you know what, you're a good candidate, whatever it is, and you earned it. Now, if we just give someone a random stripe for no reason, then our credibility on that stripe goes away. But because they know, this only goes to those that we really see that leadership skill. Then they work twice as hard, not just here, but then they're able to relate at school because, well, when they do go to school, they have the little cards and things like that, little
awards, their stars.
So, so then parents actually have adapted that at home, and they've created their own little things to do at home. And that's really what it is about kids. They need recognition. They don't always need toys and gifts.
No.
A high five or knuckles, you know, a good job. Another thing that's helped us with retention is we send out postcards. You know, when was the last time a kid received an actual postcard?
You know,
so when they do a good job, send them, hey, awesome job. And they don't, there's some kids, like, what's a postcard?
Yeah, like,
you know, postcard. And I'm going to go check it out.
The last time I got a postcard,
right?
So Google postcard is, I don't know.
Right? So those little things, the physical things like that, really, really boost the child's confidence. And the goal is for that to just trickle down and as they grow up.
Well, you said the right word. The word that I saw from all this is confidence. You build the kid's confidence. You're building confidence on that kid, but also that kid to help now pass that whatever skill they had to the other kids, so they work together so they all get to a higher level, not only of, say, martial arts, but also discipline and just life in general. The characteristics you're building are life characteristics, not just martial arts characteristics. Exactly. Correct?
Yep, absolutely correct. Yep.
That's it. Anything for your, I want to say, third or fourth show with me? I mean, this is great times, and I'm not going too long on this show, but what's your recommendation for people that can't go to your studio? How can they reach you? How can they stay involved? And how can they get their kids and themselves to a healthier state?
The best thing is you can actually visit our website. It's uplanddojo.com. And you can find us on Instagram as well. It's Upland Karate. But the best thing to do is follow any of our social media, if they're interested in like a free week, they could always visit that same website and submit information. And we'll always give out a free week to try it out or just to talk with us. I highly believe that before a kid jumps into class or anything, I want to talk to the parents as well, make sure that their values and our values will fit. That's super important. But really, any social media, we're on Instagram and Facebook. You can follow our page on Facebook if you just want to kind of browse and check us out without calling us yet. I know a lot of people like to do that. And you can also see us on Yelp, Power of One Martial Arts of Upland. We do have some other schools out in Long Beach as well that we don't own. We're separate schools out there, but we're a part of a good organization that really helps the community.
One of the love it is, and I'll put all the links to all of your different social medias, is you're willing to put videos out there for free for people to stay healthy on their own if they can't come to your studio. And again, and just because I keep saying it over again, you guys, over the last 5-6 years I've known you, I really care about your clientele, really care about helping people, really care about helping kids especially get to a healthier state mentally, physically, and morally. So I thank you. Thank you for being on my show again, and I appreciate all your help getting the word out there.
Oh, yeah, thank you. I got to go back in and get my back popped. So I'll see you soon.
Anytime you need it, my friend. Anytime.
You got to be talking again.
Talk to you guys soon, bud. Have a good day.
All right, you too. See you
later. Thank you. Take care.
Bye.
Hope you enjoyed this show and understand that with martial arts, it's not just about learning a skill, learning a talent, learning a way to defend yourself, and or ability to physically get healthy. It's also about, like we talked about initially in the end of this podcast here, is learning good discipline, especially if you're a child for one too, growing up that way, and also building confidence in both adults and children, especially right now in these COVID times. Help all of us get through this very quickly. Hopefully it'll end up soon. That'll get back to normal lives. But if not, the studios like these Power of One Martial Arts with Jeremy and Jessica will help all of us stay healthy and resilient until that can happen. All right, so hope you enjoyed the show, my friends. Again, the highlights has the highlights are in the actual show notes. If you want to go there along with previous podcasts, along with the video of this show, you want to watch that and watch my smiling face along with Jeremy and Jessica's. All right, so have a good week, my friends. Have a good weekend. Keep doing well and stay healthy and safe. Catch you next week.